The U.S. Supreme Court voted 5-4 Wednesday that state government employees who decline to join unions can no longer be made to pay a share of the union's cost of negotiating contracts. The decision reverses one from 1977, which said while unions can't charge non-members dues, they can levy agency fees because union-negotiated contracts benefit non-union workers too. President Donald Trump hailed the ruling for reducing a source of money for Democrats who are traditionally supported in elections by contributions from unions. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown sees it from the other side.
I think it's an effort by a right-wing anti-labor Supreme Court, anti-worker Supreme Court, to try to put the labor movement out of business.
Brown says a nonpartisan study group report before the decision showed that if the court ruled against the unions, they could lose more than 700,000 members. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.